Under state law, candidates running in a judicial election can't seek or publicize the endorsement of a political party, nor can they discuss legal issues that could come before them on the bench. But some GOP activists say there's no reason the Republicans can't act on their own, without candidates' involvement, to identify a slate of people they feel best represent the party position. Ron Ebensteiner is the state Republican chair.
A lot of times over the past several years, people have asked us at the party, who should they vote for judicial candidates? And because it is nonpartisan, and people, you know, obviously wanted to vote for people that think like them and wanted some guidance from the party. So that's how this whole thing got started, of judicial candidate endorsement.
Ebensteiner says he hasn't taken an active role in the issue of judicial endorsements, but the more conservative elements of the party are pushing for a change in the convention rules to allow them. Former gubernatorial candidate Alan Quist says concern over the so-called Gomez decision fueled much of the debate. In the early 90s, the Minnesota Supreme Court affirmed a lower court ruling requiring Hennepin County to cover the costs of abortions for low-income women. Quist says that decision went too far.
It's the judiciary taking over the role of the legislature in requiring the spending of money and also in the passing of bills, and taking over the role of the citizens in passing a constitution by, in fact, making themselves out to be above the constitution.
But opponents of judicial endorsement say it could further politicize the selection of judges. House Majority Leader Tim Pawlenty says endorsements could degrade the process.
We have judges who are supposed to make decisions based on the law and not potential political consequences or with political motives in mind. And inevitably, if we're going to politicize the judiciary, they're going to be facing some of those pressures. And I think that's not healthy for a judicial system that is supposed to make decisions not based on popularity contests, but on what the law requires.
Supporters of the endorsement say the very fact that judges are elected makes the process political. GOP delegates are expected to decide the issue later today. If they approve the measure, they will give endorsements to state Supreme Court and Court of Appeals candidates. In Rochester, I'm Michael Koo, Minnesota Public Radio.